You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by Emprise Bank. Coming up, the latest episode of Currently.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome back to Currently on No Other Pod. It's Steel Boys back in town. Daniel Kuzer here with my good buddy Chris Wright. Chris, how was your Thanksgiving, amigo?
It was good, man. I ate a lot of mashed potatoes, a lot of corn, a lot of gravy.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt like I needed to go work out immediately afterwards, but I didn't. I did nothing. I just watched TV, watched the Dallas Cowboys, and just enjoyed myself.
I tell you, I am not, I don't know, everyone's different, right? Bodies, ages, everything. I can't work out after like a big meal or anything like that. Like, even that day, like if it's Thanksgiving, if I don't work out in the morning, I'm done. I'm not doing it later. It's just not going to happen. And really, it's like that any other day. I'm a morning guy. I know you like to go in the evenings, though. So you know,
I convinced myself I was going to go, but in the moment, I just it was Thanksgiving, right? You don't need to go. Just take the day off. That's how I convinced myself to do nothing. And it was great.
Yourself. You see any family, or you just kind of hang home?
Oh, we saw some family just kind of briefly, but just kind of, made an appearance, said hi, just hung out and then went home and kind of had a little bit of our own thing, which is where I ate the most food.
Do you partake in any Black Friday shenanigans? Do you get any online Cyber Monday deals or anything?
I used to really try and be on top of it. But after a while, you have everything you need and I don't need anything. So
yeah.
I didn't do anything this. Actually, I did get a sound bar. I was pretty happy with it, but that was my big Black Friday purchase.
What kind of sound bar? Nerd me out here.
I don't know the model. It's a Samsung.
Okay.
But yeah, we like it.
Sweet, man. I made a little purchase of my own. I put lighting on the back of my TV, a little ambient lighting that has an app that I can control. And there's this little camera that sits on top of the TV and takes pictures. Like it mimics the color on the screen. And it's just a highly immersive thing, man. I watched Survivor Series on Saturday and I had the brightness up full blast. And those purples were popping, the reds were popping on like the entrance and the pyro and stuff. It was crazy.
And you got that off of Amazon, right?
Amazon, yep.
Okay.
Pretty wild. I mean, it was like $80 or something, but then after Black Friday shoots back up to like $140, I was like, "Damn, I'm glad I rocked that out."
You in timing? You
always. I love that stuff, man. Sales like that. I don't ever need anything, but I'll find something. I'll dig and I'll get to the bottom of something. Dude, it feels like 19,000 days since I've spoken to you on here. It's been a bit. We took the week off. We've discussed doing a little bit of every other week thing. The women's soccer world is not always as popping on a week-to-week basis. But since we last spoke, we have no shortage of things to talk about, my man. Where do you start? Do you start with the releases? Because that happened shortly after we recorded 2 weeks ago.
We always have perfect timing. The second we record, the next day, just news drops everywhere.
Yeah, Loera broke right before we recorded, so that was cool. Not for her, obviously, but cool for us.
Good timing for us, yeah.
And then there was, some more releases, man. You've got, where am I at here? Chardonnay Curran, right? For all intents and purposes, she's dating Loera, is what I assume. So maybe keep an eye out for her to go to Bay FC, maybe? I don't know.
And in her release on, I'm sorry, in her comments on Instagram, she said that she requested her release. And the
Chardonnay Curran did.
Yep. So
interesting.
Yeah. It was nice of the Current to grant her that. I'm sure Chardonnay wants a different start.
Yeah, you don't want someone there who doesn't want to be there, like whose mind is going to be elsewhere, right? I'm sure she loved the club and everything, but when your partner's going somewhere and you'd like to go with them, maybe. I don't know. I'm just speculating. We're wildly speculating, as we do. In addition to her, Rylan Childers, who was drafted late out of KU, Not really unexpected there. I mean, I didn't have her on my list of like, yeah, she's gone. But I just kind of like, yeah, okay, I guess I get it. You know, didn't really see a whole lot of minutes. One that did kind of surprise me right after her was Jenna Weinbrenner. I mean, was getting a lot of minutes at the beginning of the year and also had a coaching job over for the KC Comets. And so she's gone and then followed by Croy Soto, who was, correct me if I'm wrong, someone we brought in when we needed some defensive help early in the year, right?
Yeah, no, you're spot on. And when I take a look at this whole group of players, it's just, when I take a look at the, you know, the position they play, it's going to be very difficult for them to beat out the players ahead of them in the depth chart, right? Like, you take a look at Croy Soto, we have two national team players and Elizabeth Ball and Gabrielle Robinson, you know, as our center backs. She's not going to beat out any of those players.
Mm-hmm.
Ryland Childers, you know, we have a pretty stacked midfield. Obviously, can they stay healthy is another question. But when you take a look at names and talent, she's not going to get playing time over any of those players. Chardonnay Current, I think she was drafted in the second round, obviously by the Current. She just never really caught on. She just never, you know, caught on with the team and got the kind of playing time I think she really wanted.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure playing time was an issue for her as well, along with Loetta. So I think for her, she'll probably benefit from a fresh start somewhere else.
Well, and here's where I misspoke, I think. These weren't releases, so to speak. They were all four out of contract, right?
Yeah.
And so the club then waived its rights to them.
Correct.
So not a release, I guess. When Chardonnay Curran requested her release, really she requested for them not to re-sign her, essentially.
Correct. Yeah.
You know, in addition to that, we exercised our option on Claire Lavoie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she returned from her ACL injury in September, played four matches there at the end, and a lot of upside next year and 2024 for sure for her.
Yep. Provided a spark there at the end of the season. So I'm glad to see she's coming back.
Yep. 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 Also, Sam Mewis. I know you're thinking, who? Who's that? But no, Sam Mewis, who never played a game for KC Current, was out of contract, and it's been announced that she is not returning. Speculate wildly as you will, people. Will she play again? Is her knee injury really complex and there's just no getting around it? Will she go into media, perhaps, as the Snacks podcast has folded? Is that right? It's done?
It's done. It is okay. Done. There's some strong rumors that she is going to do some media and broadcasting in a more permanent role.
Interesting.
I don't know the company or the production that she could be joining, but that would make sense if she's doing that, you know, and then trying to get Lynn Williams on her time as well. It just kind of makes sense.
For sure. You know, Desiree Scott is also a free agent, and so is Mallory Weber. So it's keep an eye on those two, right? They can sign with another team if they wanted to.
Yeah, did you see Desiree Scott was called up to the national team?
Yes.
So good for her.
That's nice. That is good. I just think that, you know, she never got a chance to really do anything with us this year, you know, but nice to see that she was called up to the Canadian team for sure during that international break. When was that international break, by the way? Oh, no, it's coming up.
It's coming up. It's in December here.
December 1st and 5th. Is when Canada will play those games. So,
okay.
You know, teams right now are preparing for Olympics. And I kind of wonder if you're calling someone in to get a look at them for potential Olympic rosters, then you kind of see them as potentially being a part of your team. You know, you're kind of looking at that. So good for her.
I would like to see her have one more last hurrah, you know, with a club team, preferably the Current, but she deserves one year of, you know, letting everybody know this is it and just giving it her all injury free. I would like to see that.
Absolutely. And of course, while we're on that international topic, Balasegger, Dabinia, Lauren, all with Denmark and Brazil, respectively. So those games, I believe, are also on Denmark on the 1st and 5th, and Brazil on the 30th and the third and also the sixth. So a lot of times it's tough to watch some of these women's international games. You know, they're not always strongly advertised, you know?
Yeah.
But it's all right. The game's growing. It is what it is. What's our deal with Addison Merrick and Cassie Miller? Restricted?
Yep. They are restricted free agents, meaning somebody can offer them a contract, but the current have the option to match that contract.
Now, do they have to accept the match or can they accept the other offer?
I think it's up to the team.
It's up to the player, right? They're like, well, I don't want to play with you anymore. Like, sorry, that you can match or whatever, but I don't want to do it.
But if the team technically owns their rights still, or they'd be unrestricted.
Interesting.
Yeah. So one thing I think is going to be fun to watch play out is the goalkeeper battle here. Obviously, we have Franch. We're going to talk about Silkowitz here in a minute. Cassie Miller, do you try to fit all three on your team or do you, you know, just try to keep two and maybe move one? It's kind of interesting.
Well, we are in that off-season crazy time, man. It's, rosters are always moving. Got to start building your stuff ahead of preseason in January, February-ish.
Yeah.
Draft in January. Current have four draft picks, right? So we have the number four in the first round because we finished second to last, right?
Yep.
And as we know, that there are two more ahead of those two spots because two expansion teams coming in. So we got 4, 18, 32, and 46. I know you're a big draft nerd, man. We'll keep an eye on that as it comes up.
One quick thing, the current did extend an offer to Izzy Rodriguez.
Yes.
Well, so she's one of my favorite players to watch. I would love to retain her. I was talking to a listener of the pod, friend Christian Gumminger, and he proposed, like, who do you think will be on this team? Or I'm sorry, would be like a cornerstone for the next 3 to 5 years of this team? Because we're just talking about, the expansion draft and protecting players. And like, to me, it was obviously like Cooper, Spanstra, Loetta was one of them. Izzy Rodriguez as well would be one of those players you want to have for the next 3 to 5 years because she's so young. And I just hope we can retain her. She provided a lot of offensive talent. She's a workhorse.
She's had a lot of moments.
A lot of moments. I don't want to let her go. So hopefully she will resign. And it's worth noting, I can't remember if it was Michelle Cooper who posted it, but it was her, Spanstra, and Izzy Rodriguez training together. I think it was in Michigan. Can't remember the location, but they were training together.
Cool.
So that gives me a little bit of
friendship.
Hope. Friendship. A little bit of hope. Talk Grant to signing that contract.
Before we take our break here in a second, I do want to get some quick thoughts on the Loetta trade. We spoke about it 2 weeks ago when it happened, but then some other stuff kind of came out. Like maybe she asked for to be traded, and leading up to it, she was kind of selling her Casey Curran stuff on Instagram. So that kind of gave it away to me. I was like, whoa. She's like selling this stuff and she's like DM me with an offer or something like that. I'm like, what in the world? And it was a bunch of, Casey Current training gear, shirts, shorts, sweats, bottoms, all that stuff. I thought it was awesome for one. I was like, look at this, a player just like auctioning off their stuff essentially. And then it's like, wait, why? So what's our thoughts here, by the way? Because I saw one hell of a promo shoot for a San Francisco soccer team at the Kansas City World War I Memorial.
I don't know what to think of it. I don't know if it was cool or kind of just awkward or
that's
odd.
Weird,
I don't know. According to Just Women's Sports, Loetta said that she was protected. She was told that she was protected.
Wait, she didn't ask for a trade. I think I said that just a minute ago. That is not what happened. She said she was bamboozled, pretty much, like surprised by this.
Yeah, she said she wanted to stay with Kansas City. She wanted to fulfill her contract, stay loyal to the team, and she was told that she was going to be protected from the expansion draft.
Yeah.
And then I don't know how much of a heads up she got, but, you know, she was traded. And it just goes back to that overall theme of Kansas City Current doing their players dirty. You have Lynn Williams being traded kind of out of the blue and being called like the day of the draft. You have Nakia Manise. You have, prior to that, the first year, you had all the things like the Rachel Corsi, just all the stuff regarding, you know, issues with the players. So I don't know what's going on, man, but it's just so things are not right.
Is that a Camille Levin situation? Like, is that who's behind this kind of player treatment, essentially? I mean, someone's got to do a deep dive here.
You know, maybe in the past couple or last 2 years, you know, she's had a huge hand in it. So a lot of people are blaming her. She is the general manager, and at the end of the day, it falls on her, right? Like, it falls on her to, you know, you promise a player that they're going to be protected. You can count on it. You're going to be on this team next year. And then all of a sudden, your agent calls and said you're going to Bay FC. So I don't know what those conversations are like, but taking a quick step back, if I'm the general manager and I tell a player that they're protected and then Bay FC comes to me with an offer I can't refuse, as a team, you almost feel like you owe it to your team to entertain that offer as well, right? Because you got to do what's best for your team. And if what's best is protecting you or your team from the expansion draft, getting $175,000, even though you promised your player they would stay, that's a tough situation to be in, you know?
Well, here's the problem. Don't promise your player that they're going to stay. Don't promise anybody, because those things can come up and now you're stuck backtracking. Now you have to look like an asshole and like go back on your word. Like, we've all been there, right? We've all said, hey, yeah, I'll be there. I'll do that. And then like something else comes up or whatever, and you have to bail, and you don't like to bail. As a human being, you want to treat people with respect, I would hope. But it's just things happen, and you gotta jump on those opportunities, man.
We got protection and a lot of money, so, you know.
It was what it is.
It is what it is. But
and she'll probably go off to win the championship next year, so. that's what happened this year. Fun times. Well, cool. Hey, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and keep chatting. Hang on right there.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Make sure you download our new app. Find it on the App Store or Google Play. Just search KC Sports Network.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's UNIFYDHealing.com/BlueWire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, let me talk to you.
Talk to me.
What about the Hunger Games? Do you dork out about Hunger Games at all?
I have watched them all.
Yeah.
And we occasionally rewatch them. Now, oh, yeah. Vanessa will have it playing in the living room. I might not be paying attention all the time, but I'll be kind of, you know, it's on the TV.
Okay.
I'll be coming
you
back.
You guys are fans then.
So, yeah, and I think she's read the book, so we will see the new one at some point in theater.
Last night.
How was it?
I mean, you don't want to say it's a fun movie because they're not fun movies. Right, they're good movies, but in no way are they fun. And it was very good. So I've got the books on my Christmas list, all four of them. So hopefully I get those. But yeah, man, just I don't know why we're so fascinated at a game that could essentially happen. That shit could happen. What do we glorify in this for? But heck of a time. Do yourself a favor. Go see it.
Yeah, I'll have to do so.
What is Jordan Silkowitz doing down under?
Buddy, she's crushing it.
Yeah?
She is absolutely crushing it. Playing for the Brisbane Roar.
Nominated for the October-November Player of the Month, I see.
Yeah, and she's being just raved about. I mean, I was taking a look at some of the Australian media stuff for the A-League, and everybody's raving about her. Like, I'm watching clips of her stop a point-blank shot, diving. I mean, highlights can make anybody look good, right? But
sure,
she looks great, and everybody's raving about her. It seems like we really got a gem in Jordan. So that, again, kind of begs the question, what are we going to do? We got a, you know, former national team keeper. Cassie Miller played well.
Yeah.
Clearly a hungry up-and-comer who's just balling out in another league. Obviously, she's on loan, and she'll be back April 2024 is when her loan ends.
Which is when our season starts, right?
Essentially, yeah. So it's not a bad problem to have, but it's going to be interesting to see how they handle it.
No, this is great. This is great because she just spent a whole year with a team and didn't really play. You know what I mean? Not really.
Yeah.
So is getting a chance to not only travel, you know, go overseas and like be around different people and new experiences and foods, but she gets to play, which is what a professional athlete wants to do, is not ride the bench, but play.
Meaningful minutes too.
Very young. I would love to get her on here. I think it'd be very tough to do that with Australian time zones. What is the time zone?
No,
I mean, think about it. If we were watching the USA women at like 5 a.m., wasn't it like 8 p.m. there or something like that?
Yeah, I know Japan's like a 15-hour difference. Oh, and I know it's somewhat
linear. How do you do that? How do you go overseas and then come back and get back into good sleeping modes? Like, how does that happen?
I don't know. You don't?
Carefully?
Take a little while?
Yeah. Like, you're just sleeping during the day, just trying to sleep all you can?
Yeah, I guess so, but
if
she comes back and her loan ends and she's still with the current, that'd be a great time to have her on, talk about that experience.
I think so too, man. I think so too. Good for her. I love it. I gotta say, though, also love talking about Teal Tuesdays. Teal Tuesdays, man, they've been announcing all these different vendors inside the stadium. new CPKC stadium next year. And the first one we had was a James Beard Foundation semifinalist this year. And I assume they're located in Waldo because it's called Waldo Thai. Have you heard of this place or eaten there?
You know, I feel like such a bad Kansas City foodie because a lot of these places I've heard of them, but I've never been.
But you're not really a foodie though. Like you, you're kind of, I don't want to say you're boring.
Say it with a chest.
You don't eat for comfort. You eat for nourishment. You eat for like stay alive, which is like, that's how people keep their figure. That's why you don't gain weight like that. Cause you're eating smart.
For performance.
It's great. Yeah. It's wonderful. But this looks great, man. I love Thai food. I think this is another place that looks like they're going to have some vegan options. Is that right?
Yeah. It'll shine a spotlight on rice and noodle dishes, offering a variety of gluten-free and vegan options.
Love that. What's that? Remember that Thai place in Lawrence? Always a pretty good place.
Zen Zero,
yep. This will be, oh my God. So I could go get that kind of food from this place at a soccer game, just sit there. Eating some Thai food. This is all over the place, buddy. I can travel the world in concessions at CPKC Stadium.
Makes you wonder, kind of like, are you just gonna, you know, just roll out just a freaking just desk in front of you and just eat as you watch? Like, do they need to add that to the stadium? Like, just
a TV tray?
A tray?
Yeah. Oh, it comes out of your armrest and goes right there, and you just
like a school desk, you know, that would just kind of fold up.
That old-timey school desk. Absolutely. I see no problem with that. But I'm starting to think I could, you know, at Disney World, you can, like, drink around the world at Epcot, go get different, you know, foods and beers in their different country locations at Epcot.
Right.
You could go do that here. You could get drinks and food from many different kind of culinary cultures. And I could not be more excited about it.
What Waldo Thai supports and features local farmer and immigrant owned businesses in the Kansas City metro area. So, I mean, just
that sounds fantastic. That sounds important.
It's, I love it. And I can't wait to try it. I just hope it's not too spicy. I'm a baby. I'm a child on that.
But. You'll be fine. Spice it up for me. I'll take your spice. dude. And then to Teal Tuesday number two, which was this week. You got Martin City Brewing Company. All right. This place, I mean, it looks great, man. I love how they're announcing things. And then they're like, hey, I know we just announced it, but if you want to come by at lunch, you know, have a tasting at this place today. And it's like, whoa. And people are doing that, man. People are showing up. Are they just going to have beer or are they going to have pizza? What's the plan there?
So they are going to be located mid-pitch on the east side of the stadium, serving sliced pizza and hard way IPA on tap.
An IPA, man. It's been a long time since I had an IPA. What a time. Man. This is, look, read all these things that we've talked about that's been announced for the stadium. Joe's Kansas City, Billy's Grocery, Yoli Tortilleria, Local Pig, Waldo Thai, and Martin City Brewing Company. These are names and brands that you know in your city. This is cool, man. This is the coolest. I mean, this is like homegrown concessions. You know, you want to have a homegrown player and kind of build your players up locally. And it's like, well, it's not really feasible. We got concessions, though.
You know, when you have a major team who's building a new stadium, it's easy to just go chase the money and bring in a big name vendor, right? Who will probably pay you more to be in your stadium, right, for that space.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure they passed up on a good amount of money, you know, staying local. And it means a lot. And I absolutely love it. And it just kind of goes to show that they truly do want this stadium to be a reflection of the Kansas City area, the community, and it's fantastic.
100%, dude. 100%. Looking forward to it. I think there's one more Teal Tuesday announcement next Tuesday, right?
One or two, I can't remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, either way.
Hey, more the merrier. More the merrier.
For sure. We're running out of space at the stadium here. Gonna have to expand it for season tickets and for concessions. Good deal. Fun thing here, which I think, tell me I'm wrong, that you, me, and Nick should get BJ to fly us out to Anaheim, California for the NWSL draft. Would that not be dope or what?
Oh, that'd be cool. And they have like Podcast Row there as well. They do
sure
the whole thing.
We've been invited. It's just, it's never been feasible. We've always wanted to, you know, we've never had enough time to prep, or it's been, you know, a bad time of the year. But we've had a guy in charge of the U.S. Soccer Convention who lives in Kansas City. He's invited no other pod to come out there before. So we just keep turning him down. But it's been announced it's going to be Friday, January 12th at 7 p.m. What a time. Maybe we got to head out to Anaheim, hit Disney on Saturday. What a hell of a time that would be.
I just love it's getting bigger. It's getting, you know, before you used to watch it like on Twitch, and before that it was not even televised.
Just one night, right? The draft.
Yeah. And players at one point didn't even like show up. They were just like called, you know, they would read the card and just move on.
Yeah.
During COVID, obviously it was not in person, you know, so it's becoming like every other major sport, this mm-hmm. draft, and I absolutely love it. So
It's pretty dope. It's going to be, like I said, Friday, January 12th. It's going to be 7 to 9 on the ION television network. So all rounds will be streamed on ION Plus. I'm like, have we even checked? Like, have people with cable checked to see if they can get ION? Is that hard to do?
I don't know. I still need to see if I can get it. And it is only one night, to answer Nick's question. So yep. It's not like the NFL draft where it's multiple. Just one night, and I pray they don't have timeouts. That's so terrible.
Yeah, I hate that. People will call a timeout, and it's like, oh, no.
And it's supposed to be timed. It's supposed to be like, I can't remember, 5 or 10 minutes, but nobody ever adheres to the time frame. It'd be like 12 to 15 minutes later. We're all tired and trying to stay up.
Dude, they need a freaking hourglass, little sands of time dripping through, and when that's out, it's like, boom, give me a name now. Give me a name, give me a name, give me a name. And you have to do it. You just have to.
That last green hits. If you don't have a name, moving on to the next person.
If you don't have a name, you get what you get. It's like a fantasy football league. You just get the next best ranked person in the draft.
Oh, that would be.
Wouldn't that be something? You don't need a defender, but that's the next best rank, so they give you a defender. Ooh, that would be an uproar.
That'd be wild. Absolutely wild.
Well, you know, you can find a full list of draft rules online and whatnot, but basically in order to be eligible, man, you got to be a citizen or permanent resident of the U.S., be an individual who has lost, exhausted, or renounced their remaining college eligibility, be at least 18 years old before the end of this year, right? Not be under a current professional contract, and they have to register for the draft by January 8th. So I've always got my eyes out for the young players. I always think it's fascinating to see people declaring for the draft at a young age.
Yeah.
Alyssa Thompson, you know, Michelle Cooper leaving college 2 years early. It's cool.
And a lot of them kind of go up to the last minute too, because Cooper was not in a lot of mock drafts initially, kind of the mm-hmm. earlier ones, because, or the draft player rankings, because nobody knew if she was going to declare. Kind of like Alyssa Thompson. She obviously communicated with LA to make sure they had that pick before she went pro, but it's kind of cool to see the young players come out, and they usually do that at the very, very last minute.
Yeah, because if Alyssa Thompson got picked by anyone else, it's like, no, I go to school here.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty wild. Well, cool, man. Let's put some heat on our great leader BJ to send us up there. That'd be cool.
LA is, I'm sure, not a affordable place, but hey, I'm with
that. It's not LA. It's Anaheim, bro. It's way off the beaten path there.
Yeah.
It's like I said, I'm just trying to go to Disneyland, bro. Just let me have this.
Knock yourself out.
Did the KC Current dupe you into announcing or saying that they had an announcement and check back the next day? Did you feel duped?
A little bit. I was kind of hoping it would be Izzy Rodriguez resigning. That was
You mean you fully didn't expect to get excited about their partnership for the University of Kansas Health System? Because that's what happened here. And I was just like, dude, don't tell us, like, stay tuned for a corporate sponsor announcing. Why not just announce a corporate sponsor? We're not going to get excited for it.
Well, especially, like, you know, could it be a player signing? Could it be something, you know? And then...
And maybe it's contractual.
Yeah.
Maybe they had to do this, you know? But it was weird. I just felt like this was my face.
And it's a... It's good partnership. Yeah, I mean, it's sure. good. I hear a lot of people that I know who, you know, used KU Med. Like, they really love it.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm a KU alum, so I think it's kind of cool.
It's great. I just feel like just announce it. Don't say you have an announcement in 24 hours, and then it's this. I was just like, wah, wah.
Yeah, I was a little underwhelmed. I was expecting a player, an awesome player announcement, but that's okay.
Oh, well. Give it up for corporate sponsors, baby. Oh, fantastic. Dude, let's see. We already touched on that Loera stuff. We touched on international duty. My goodness, what do you want to talk about?
You know, I want to take a quick step back. So, as of this moment, we have 20 players on our roster, right? Not including Cassie Miller, Addison Merrick, or Izzy Rodriguez. So we have 20 current players. If I remember correctly, the last time I checked, 26 was the roster limit. So if we're trying to bring back, you know, if we're going to bring back Merrick or Cassie Miller, nobody offers a contract to them, and we decide not, or if we decide to match it, we would have 22. If Izzy Rodriguez resigns, we'd have 23, and we already have 4 draft picks, which would bring us to 27. And you know for a fact that we're going to bring in some free agents, right? You know for a fact we're going to try and make a splash. We don't have that.
Are there any free agents that you have your eye on? Why don't we pivot there?
There's two that I would do a backflip, probably break my neck in the process.
Crystal Dunn?
Swanson? Mallory Swanson?
Fox? Who, Allie Swanson?
Mallory, yeah. Mallory Swanson?
Mallory, okay.
Emily Sonnet from The Rain. Those are two I think would be great fits.
What about Shea Groom coming back to KC?
You know, I don't think she would see much playing time with the current roster we have.
Yeah, she's a midfielder.
Yeah. Sonnet would kind of backfill that defensive mid role that we were leaving with Loetta.
Yeah.
They're kind of similar. Then obviously Swanson, you get a player up top, you know, who can just change the game in a moment. And Swanson played really well under Vlatko with the U.S. national team.
True.
So he knows how to use her. And that's, I feel like, what we've really been missing is that player who can just execute at any given opportunity.
Look, there's some big names on this free agent list, man. NWSLsoccer.com has quite the tracker list that shows the team they were in this season. And then there's a column for next season to tell us if they have signed anywhere yet or if they're still a free agent. I mean, but you've got someone like Megan Klingenberg, Rose Lavelle, Jordan Listro. I mean, it's all over the place.
Yeah.
Savannah McCaskill, Angel City. She terrorized us.
I don't like her, but she's really good, and I would not mind having her on our team.
When you don't like someone, you have to play with them. It is one of those things. If you can't beat them, join them. Nadia Nadim from Louisville. Interesting, right? Looks like Kiki Pickett on there. I'm just saying names that just pop out that I recognize. Becky Sauerbrunn.
I don't know how she would fit in a 4-player back line, but she would.
Why? What?
I was going to say, she'd probably get the start. She would get the starting nod for sure.
Sure. Why wouldn't you throw money at Mallory Swanson, though?
Why wouldn't
you try to bring her in?
If there is one player, you are night and day, instantly, without question, better. In a snap of your fingers, Swanson would change your team for the better in a moment. In a moment. There's no player we have that's better than her at that position. Nobody.
It's not fair to the league. because what can we offer you? Oh, I don't know, the first women's purpose-built soccer stadium ever? How about this? Oh, we just got the ex-women's national team coach as our coach. It's not rocket science, buddy. Oh, the Mahomes are part of your ownership? Like, that sounds dope. It makes sense. You add all that, and then you throw a decent amount of money, which we're not afraid to throw around, and Mallory Swanson could very well be in a KC Current kit next year.
I mean, she could come and join DiBernardo. Gattrava, she played with in Chicago. Her husband plays for Chicago, the Cubs.
Yeah.
So, like, the distance is not too bad, right? Kansas City, Chicago, that's an hour and a half flight, you know?
Yeah, that is part of it, though, man. It's, you do want to stay with your partner. I mean, it's very difficult. And especially on a baseball player's road work, like, they're constantly going to places for, like, 3 days at a time here, 3 or 4 days at a time there, and then back home for a few days. It's crazy. I can't imagine. You know, a soccer player, at least you're limited to 22 games plus playoffs per year, and only half of those are on the road.
Yeah. I mean, I can see her going to an expansion team because they're just fun and sexy, you know, and just everything about expansion teams exciting. But we have substance. We have the meat and potatoes. We have a quality team who just needs that one piece, good coaching, who she's clearly played exceptionally well under. You know, some of the players who she's, you know, played for with many years, and she's relatively young still. Her prime is still in front of her. And let's just say she does a 2 or 3 year contract similar to Dabinia. You could come here, play for the very first, women's soccer stadium, purpose-built stadium, your own training facility. I mean, it's speculation for sure, but it gets me incredibly excited about that possibility.
Yeah, man. It's she's 25.
Okay.
By the way. So still right in the prime.
Yeah.
Right. It'd be it'd be wild. I know she's coming back from injury. So that'd be something to keep an eye on, but she's played 2 games this whole year.
But at least it's not like an ACL, an Achilles. It's just her kneecap dislocated or whatever it was. So it was not pretty, but it's not just a long term. Yeah. It's not a long-term like hindrance like some of the other injuries, but
I feel you. I feel
it was ugly though.
It's man, this is fun. Like you, we're gonna keep an eye on this because they got this whole, they got this transfer this free agent tracker on NWSLsoccer.com, and it's pretty cool, man.
She's the one I want more than you put her on a billboard with Franch, Cooper, and Dabinia.
Oh shit!
And you are
making money.
That is making money. They're in some Taylor Swift in there buying ownership.
Oh,
we're gonna
reckless.
That's the perfect storm.
Reckless speculation.
We are being reckless. I'm sorry.
Oh my god, making money, chasing dreams. What a hell of a time. That'd be wild.
Put us in charge of player acquisition. We'll be broke in no time.
A lot of these players that really pique my interest, they are midfielders, and we know we don't need any of those. So that is tough to just scroll on by these beautiful, beautifully good players, man. It's a tough deal. And same with defenders. I think we'll probably have to build up our defenders a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
So
I'm right there with you.
Well, shoot. What do you think? Anything else?
You know, I got just one quick or a couple of notes on Loetta. Last week, right before we recorded, we found out about the trade. So it was a pretty action-packed, maybe the longest episode we've ever done at about an hour. So we really didn't get the touch on it. But she's been such a crucial player for the Current over the last couple years, man. You know, when we went to the finals, I believe she had the steal and she had the cross that Del Fava put in. You know, she's been such an incredible part of our team. She was a 36th pick in the NWSL draft in 2021. So we drafted her, had a good, couple years with her, signed her to an extension because she was that good, that integral on our team and a foundational piece we wanted to have moving forward. And then obviously traded her for $175,000 and draft protection She was a Swiss Army knife. She played center back, outside back, center mid, D mid. There's essentially not a position except for like center forward that we did not have her at one point. And whenever we had injuries, man, we just threw her right in there. You know, when Lavoisier went down in the playoffs, we put her in there. When Desiree Scott couldn't play because of a red card in the playoffs before we went to the finals, we put her in there. She's exceeded everywhere she's went. Just taking a look at what she offers on our team, we don't have a player that offers what she can currently do. You know, if she's in a D-mid role, I mean, we could put DiBernardo there, you know, at the time, Desiree Scott, Gattrall, but they don't have that offensive spark that she has. Now, she doesn't have that type of game management, possession type of skill set or mentality that they do, but she offers an offensive mindset that, you know, that a lot of the D-mids on our team don't have. My comparison with her is Sam Coffey, who was a finalist for MVP of the year. I think they're both very similar players, and actually got a quick stat to prove that. So if I'm comparing Sam Coffey this year with Loetta this year, the only thing that's kind of hard to compare is Loetta was hurt, so she played 10 games. Coffey played 22, or at least matches started. I'm sorry, matches played. And if you take a look at per 90, the expected goals and assists, Loetta is actually higher than Sam Coffey. You take a look at her, you know, her expected goals, it's higher. Her passing's on par. Her shot creation per 90 is higher than Sam Coffey, national, you know, candidate for MVP. And her goals per 90 in terms of shot creation is higher. So she contributes a lot to this team that I think goes unnoticed. And we'll talk, when we watch games together or when we review a game, we'll be like, Loetta had a great pass that went to somebody like Dabinia, who crossed it to Hamilton. She'll be a catalyst for a lot of our offensive productivity. And that's not a player that we currently have that can replace what she does.
I got to tell you, this is probably going to have to be the last time we ever speak about her, because otherwise we just look like, you know, sad ex-boyfriends or something that just won't shut the hell up about what we've lost. Like, we're going to lament a little bit.
We're going to lament.
We got to move on.
And I just want to give her due credit for, you know, what she's provided. And oddly enough, she only played 10 games, but she led this team in assists.
Yeah, that's wild.
She had 4 and Kaiser had 2. So she led our team in assists, only playing 10 games.
Yeah.
With 4.
This, you know, we said we were going to do like a player deep dive on each week. And was this kind of hers, essentially, for a little bit?
A little bit. And what kind of makes it difficult is I don't know if we're going to do a deep dive and that player's gone through either an expansion draft or a trade. So it's still something I want to kind of touch on a little bit. This week's a little shorter because of all the news, and I really don't know who's going to be on this team. You can make a case for anybody, or almost not make a case for anybody. Obviously, Dabinia is going to be here. Cooper's going to be here. But the fact that we've traded Elise Bennett, our first round pick, kept her for a year and then traded her, you know, we've traded Lynn Williams, we've traded Loetta. I really don't. And with a new coach and sporting director, I don't know what to expect. So I don't know what players he loves. I mean, he's mentioned Lowe by name, Dabinia by name, and Cooper by name. But outside of that, I don't know what he wants to keep. So it's really difficult, you know, in terms of building a roster to know what they're going to do. Although next week we're going to do Dabinia because she's not going anywhere. Our next episode, we're going to do Dabinia. But,
well, it's weird for any profession to get a new boss, a new supervisor, and you're like, ah, shit, how's this person work? Are they going to like me? What do I got to do to, you know, be in the spotlight, show that I deserve this? Whereas maybe you were in tight with the last boss, you know? So it's there's got to be a sense of that among the players. But I think knowing Vlatko a little bit and through the U.S. national portal and everything like that, I think they're probably pretty comfortable with him, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah. Well, cool. So cool. Anything else?
No, man, that's all I got. Talk about the Beanie next episode, and by then I'm pretty sure we'll have some more clarity on news on maybe what our roster may or may not look like, but who knows? It's really hard to tell at this point.
Exactly. We're in the holiday season. Things start to slow down a little bit here, but we're still coming back to your ear holes and giving you good talks, good soccer pleasure. So there you go. I don't know what that means.
I love it. I don't know either, but I like it.
Yeah, it's whatever. Hey, guys, if you could, if you've yet to do so, go to Apple Podcasts. Leave us those 5 stars. Leave us a little review. We'll shout you out on air and everything. If you're on Spotify, leave us 5 stars. I saw that we were part of somebody's Spotify Wrapped today. A lot of people say, one person said that they listened to KCSN soccer channels on Spotify and that we were their most listened thing on Spotify. So,
oh, man,
pretty cool. I think it was Richie Sanchez, might have been his name. I met him once, but I can't remember his name to a T, so I'm sorry if I butchered that. But leave us reviews, ratings, wherever you listen to us. If you want to send us an email, nootherpod@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at nootherpod, at Dan Kuser, at ChrisWright21. And we'll probably be back in 2 weeks, man. If it's just crazy and we just have to record next week, we will. So we'll surprise you either way. So thanks so much for being here. For Chris and all his love, I love you as well. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to KC Sports Network. We appreciate your support. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard. You can find all 6 of our channels covering the Chiefs, Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain. Educate. Inform. KC Sports Network.